You're listening to SBS News.
The poll by the Cancer Council found that 61% of those surveyed blame a lack of time for not exercising enough. The poll also found that 14% said sweating, sore muscles and blisters made them uncomfortable, while 13% blamed the cost of gyms. The Cancer Council's nutrition program manager, Wendy Watson, says people need to start factoring exercise into every day.
Nowadays, we have to make the effort. We have to put it into our daily routine. So that's why just incidental exercise, such as walking an extra bus stop or parking the car a bit further away or going out at lunchtime with friends, are ways that we can develop habits.
The Cancer Council's research also found that more than 200,000 cancer cases could be avoided in Australia over the next 25 years if all Australians maintained a healthy weight and met the physical activity guidelines for cancer prevention. Being physically active, the Cancer Council says, can help reduce the risk of bowel cancer, breast cancer after menopause, and endometrium cancers. The recommended amount of moderate physical activity per week for general health is 150 to 300 minutes, but more than 40% of adults in New South Wales are not sufficiently active. Emmanuel Stamatakis is a professor of physical activity and lifestyle at the University of Sydney. Professor Stamatakis says even incidental exercise can have long-term benefits.
In the long term, I strongly believe that it will make a big difference, especially among people whose baseline level of fitness is very, very low. Typically, and this is the majority of the adult population. The majority of the adult population has very low levels of fitness, and international studies show that in the last three decades there have been further declines in the fitness level of the adult population. So there is a clear trajectory. Things are going the wrong direction.
The Cancer Council says that more than 1,800 cases of cancer in Australia could be prevented every year just by increasing exercise to meet the recommended levels. They also say that for people who have had cancer, being physically active can reduce the risk of some cancers coming back. Professor Stamatakis says it's important to recognise the role a good balance between exercise and nutrition plays in maintaining a healthy lifestyle.
Our diet is getting worse and worse. I would say that the number one solution to the problem of obesity is find ways to control diet. And in parallel, of course, we should not neglect physical activity. Physical activity is a component. But by targeting only physical activity and aiming to get the whole adult population to meet the physical activity recommendations, this is not going to solve the problem because the amounts recommended by health authorities are not large enough to cause at least rapid weight loss.
Matt Kennellan, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.